The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, friend. I'm Nicole Walters, mom of three, your internet bestie, and founder of Inherent Learning Company. If you're looking for the motivation you need to pursue a life of purpose, then join me each week on the Nicole Walters podcast as I share my hard-learned lessons and answer your DMs about life, business, and everything in between. We'll laugh, we'll cry, and we'll grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Check out the Nicole Walters podcast every Tuesday here on Dear Media. You can listen anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. Join me today. You know him. You love him. Gives me shit. Andrew Collin. Hey, boy. Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey, boy.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey.
How have you guys recovered from the tornado? What happened? The hurricane?
Keep going.
The earthquake.
There you go.
Earthquake.
Actually, I lost my house, but thank you for caring. I started GoFundMe. I made $48.
No, for real. It was like nothing, right? When you got home, like, Freda was okay. It was all good?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I haven't seen her for since it happened, but yeah, we're good. That could be anything, though, really. Yeah, we're fine. I mean, I honestly think, I mean, you've seen some footage. Sometimes a bridge falls, and I mean, it could be bad. But you forget about it.
I know it
could
be. Yeah. No, earthquakes are no fucking joke. I'm not making light of them. They're scary as shit.
No, they're funny. They're funny.
No, they're funny when we're doing
when you're living in New York. Yeah.
And I'm in New York and you think we're going to all of a sudden hijack the podcast to talk about something that I can not relate to. That's when it's funny. Andrew, you're my favorite person to shit talk to. Not with, to. You know, it's just about in front of your face. In real time.
Behind your back.
I literally think, sometimes I worry that I'm too mean to you because I love you so much.
Oh my
God. But sometimes I worry that I cross the line. No?
No, you can't hurt me. Sometimes I feel like I'm not mean enough to you. And I have way darker thoughts about you that I don't tell you to your face. And I could really destroy you. And I get so upset that I don't let it all out. You know what I mean? Because God, there's just so much.
You know
what I saw that I wanted to make fun of you about?
What?
How you pretended so well that you cared that your brother got into the med school thing he wanted.
Shut up. Oscar goes to Taylor Schrecker. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Who was filming that? Hey, get my reaction to my brother getting into the school.
Fuck you, Andrew. Okay, so I was like, I have to document this for social media, cause duh. And she's always looking for content, Andrew, okay? I am the world's worst influencer. I'm trying to upgrade, okay? Yeah. My livelihood, my child's college education depends on it, okay? My unborn, untransferred child, okay?
Yeah, yeah, that you pretend that you're gonna have so you can be obsessed with your career and not pay attention to your wife. Oh, but what about Jimmy? What about Jimmy? He's going to be born
First
in
of all,
3 years.
I would never name a child Jimmy. How dare you?
James.
James. I'd fuck with James, but you know the problem with James. You go with James and then his stupid fucking friends call him Jimmy. And then he got James and Jimmy literally in two completely different socioeconomic brackets. You know
that
what
is
mean?
True. James has a yacht. Jimmy doesn't even get close to the water because he lives on the other side of the tracks. I had a friend named Jimmy growing up. And
had a friend named Jimmy and he sold drugs.
Jimmy. Yes. Jimmy had a great, his dad was a Vietnam vet who would drink rum and cokes out of a big gulp.
Oh, wait, this is real or this is
oh,
your,
this is a real Jimmy story.
Got it. Let's talk about real Jimmy.
And I think his dad was James.
Wow.
Yeah. I think he was Jimmy Jr. So
yeah,
Jimmy
well,
Senior.
Obviously, no. Yeah, Jimmy Senior. He was James. He got called Jimmy. His whole world fell apart.
Yeah,
I can't speak English right now. Fell apart. I'm really having a hard time with my past tenses ever since I got back from France. You know, she's French now.
Oh, I know. Je sais quoi, mon kisses. Is that French?
So back to Jimmy.
Yeah,
so I had a Jimmy. Yeah, you two talk about your Jimmy. I'll tell you about my Jimmy.
My Jimmy senior. So I'd play, not to brag, but I played soccer growing up. And such a weird thing. Not to brag. Was it like AAU? No, just the regular team. But he would drive us to games, Jimmy Senior, and he had a van, like a work van. And he would drink rum and coke. I'm not even kidding. On I-95.
While driving you around?
I swear to God, big gulps, like 72 ounces from 7-Eleven. And he would have us at 12 years old hold the steering wheel. I swear to God, we were like the Tesla back then, but it was just two little kids' arms holding. And it was like, luckily it was like, they didn't have power steering, so you couldn't really turn the wheel that much.
And he was just kind of like, stay in place.
Yeah. Yeah. And
why were you holding the wheel? So he could make his drink?
Yeah. So he could relax on the highway. I swear to God. And so obviously that freaked me out a little bit. But then I remember Jimmy. My favorite story about Jimmy is he slept over at our house, and we were like the only Jewish kids for miles. But
right.
Jimmy was over at our house, and we didn't know what kind of food he wanted. We were going to get takeout. There weren't many options. And we were like, well, Jimmy, would you want some Chinese food?
Jimmy wants is spam and bologna.
Jimmy goes.
And lard from the Crisco can.
Dude. You're so right, because Jimmy goes, Chinese food? My dad don't eat Chinese food. I don't eat Chinese food. And
wow,
I was just like,
Jimmy.
Whoa, Jimmy. That's such a Jimmy thing to say, dude.
So Jimmy.
It's so Jimmy.
So my Jimmy lived at the town, literally, at like on one of the streets by the town dump. And Jimmy ran away from school one day to his home at the dump. Your story is way better than mine. But, Jimmy's are just, I just want to be clear. If you're a Jimmy or you're listening, you're dating a Jimmy or you're married to a Jimmy, Jimmys have other options, okay? So I don't want to hear you crying about a fucking nickname, okay?
That's a good point.
We're not, like, making fun of someone named Martha, okay? That's Martha's name. There is no Nicky name for Martha, okay? Martha's got Martha and nothing else. Jimmy chose his choice. You could be Jim. Jim's great.
You could be Jim,
you could be James.
You could be Jay.
You could be Jay.
You could be Jimmy John.
Ooh, you could be Jimmy John Subs.
Turkey Tom.
So anyway.
So, yeah, I mean, but at what point can you decide I'm done with the Jimmy? It's hard. It's not an easy, like if I was Andy growing up.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to be Andrew because, okay, my older brother was Danny growing up.
And then he became Daniel.
No.
Totally rich, right? Rich Daniel.
When Dan, which is
Dan.
In kind of in the middle. He didn't go full rich. Actually, I think he did go Daniel fully
rich. Definitely did. Yeah.
Yeah. So
he,
at
he
that
was
point.
On Wall Street.
But it, only if you make money can you go to Daniel. If you're Jimmy and you're making
totally.
20 grand a year and you're barely surviving, you can't go to James. Everyone will be like, who the fuck do you think you are? What are you? James the third now? Get out of here. You're Jimmy.
Oh, man. I used to be on such a high horse about Taylor. Taylor felt like fucking special and rich. And now I'm just like, I'm like Jessica. And I'm not shaming, but yeah, I'm just saying the fuck. Like, I had like 15 Jessicas in one of my classes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Taylor, I didn't know a lot of Taylors growing up. And then Taylor Swift ruined it for you.
She ruined it for everybody. I know.
Well, Taylor has a Karen.
Yeah. Karen has what? Who's that? What?
Taylor has kind of a Karen feel. Like, it's like Taylor. It's like a.
Did you just. You mean Taylor Swift? First of all, don't talk shit about my best friend.
I'm not
friend,
saying
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's a Karen. I would never do that.
So you just said that I'm like a Karen. I'm a Karen now?
You've done Karen things for sure.
When was the last time I did a Karen thing?
To your wife or to the general public? To your wife?
In
every
general,
morning.
Andrew, you know me so well. When the fuck did I do a Karen thing? I'm not a Karen. I'm the opposite of a Karen.
I could so see you being loud when someone gave you mustard instead of mayonnaise or something. Something. I could see you throwing a hot coffee on an employee.
Oh, fuck off. Yesterday, though, we did go get a snack outside. We were walking. We're babysitting a dog. So we were walking my nephew dog. And we went and got quick snacks. And I ordered pigs in a blanket because, you know.
For the dog or
always
you?
Ozempic-ing. For me. And I got four. And
wait,
I ate one
out.
And a half.
You just ordered No one just gets a pigs in a... What time is this at where you're just getting straight pigs in a blanket? That's a strong order.
It was Sunday's my hungry day. Okay. It's when the medication is about to wear off. And we went to walk the dog and it was beautiful. So I said, let's sit down. I got a Guinness and 4 pigs in a blanket.
Okay. All right. So you're at like... Okay. All right. All right. So you get the pigs.
And I asked for ketchup and mustard. This motherfucker...
Here we go.
Didn't bring it. The entire time we were sitting down. So I slapped that bitch across the face.
You're like, look, this pig in a blanket is about to raise hell. Or this pig should have stayed in her blanket. So what did you do? Did you say anything?
I was like, and I like know the manager. Like, I don't need to ask for the manager.
First of all,
I fucking know that.
If you know the
bitch.
Manager of someone that their main food is pigs in a blanket, that's a Jimmy flex. That's not. No one's impressed.
Shut up. I know the manager. And she came over. She was like, is everything okay? And I was like, yeah, it's all good. I didn't even fuck. That's how uncaring-y I am.
But that's kind of Karen in a way.
Why?
Because
you're 20%.
Oh, my God.
He never brought the ketchup or the mustard. Okay.
How were
so
they?
So I did feed the pig in a blank. I don't know. I can't eat them without ketchup and mustard.
So you just let them sit there. You let them sit there.
I did. Mm-hmm.
You didn't touch one pig.
I had a half of a pig.
And are you kidding me? I believe this. Who ate
it? I had 1.5 pigs. No, I had one pig, and then I gave the dog the other half of the pig, okay? So when he got there, there was 2 pigs left.
No, there was 2.5 pigs, going by your math. And wait, Taylor didn't have any pigs, your wife? Or
she
did you not let her
pretzel.
Eat?
She had a warm pretzel. No, she's not allowed to eat.
Not on Sundays. That's your day. On Easter.
That's my special day. It's about me. Speaking of, I saw you do a video recently on narcissists.
Oh, yeah.
What inspired that video?
First of all, with a lisp, I can't say the word. So already I'm angry. Huh? Narcissist?
Try.
Mean person. It's when when you have a lisp, what's the one word I can't say? Chrysanthemum or whatever?
Chrysanthemum? Ugh. What's a chris? Is that a flower?
Yeah.
Or a tree?
Flower.
Who? No one ever has to say chrysanthemum, mom.
That's true. Unless, yeah.
All
so
you
I
need to know how to say,
phones.
Andrew. No, all you need to know is to say carnation. Because you're giving a man who gives carnations.
Is that good? Is that fake flower? Is that a Jimmy?
That is a Jimmy flex as well. No, a carnation is like, a carnation is the gas station flower. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
7-Eleven flowers. You get carnations, you get out of there, girl.
First of all,
we don't fuck with carnation boys, okay?
I'm an orchid man.
Nice, Andrew.
That's the only one I can think of other than rose, a tulip.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Well, yeah, you're like, how? With Quince, honey. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. They also have everything, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I know, you're like, but how? I don't understand. Well, by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. You get it now, right? It's incredible. We all know of those Australian shearling slippers. Yes, exactly. And they're very expensive because they're slippers. Like, I can go through 1 to 2 pairs a year easily. I like them to be fresh and soft. And thanks to Quince, I get the softness and the quality and the look, but I don't break the bank. And here's the best part. They're $49.90. Yeah, I told you, Quince is hooking you up. And aside from having incredible product, incredible quality, incredible pricing, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that because I can feel good about the way that I'm shopping. Indulge in affordable luxury. Just go to quince.com/Taylor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Again, that's quince.com/Taylor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Taylor. And now back to the podcast. I have so many questions for you, Andrew. How is the wedding planning going?
It was.
Is it going? Is it
going? We have a date.
You
we
do?
We have a location.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So when can I expect to get
invited?
My invite.
You were on the fence. You were on the fence. I'm not going to lie.
You just asked me the other day for my address.
I know, because I want to send you anthrax. And a muzzle.
Wait, real talk. When you asked me for my address, I was like, I'm not giving my address to Andrew.
It is a weird thing because I didn't preface it at all. I feel like
you're somebody who would like, if you got mad at me, you would like dox me, you know? So I was like, can I really trust Andrew with my address?
Can I be honest? No one would care if you got doxed. Can I be honest? If I gave away your address tomorrow, you know how many people would show up? 4.
Thank you. I agree with that number.
Maybe 4.
But those 4 people could be insanely dangerous, Andrew.
That is true. Thank you.
We're living in punching time, sir. Okay. I don't need it. I don't need the trouble. So please.
So the wedding, yes, we have a date.
I almost gave you my P.O. box is my point.
Oh my God.
But I was like, we're friends. And yeah. I think that would maybe come across as rude. Now, see, that's Karen behavior. So
yeah, we have a date. We're doing it in October in Florida. I am around. In my buddy Rusty's parents' backyard. But it's on the water. Beautiful. It's really nice doing a backyard wedding.
Because Rusty is also giving, you know?
Jimmy, for sure. He ain't a Russell. He's actually Rusty the 3rd.
Weirdly, I respect that. Weirdly, that makes me think he's like low key. He's like scruffy rich. You know what I mean?
He's definitely scruffy. They're a scruffy rich family. That is actually a great way to describe him. There's about 80 cousins in this one small town.
Yeah, he probably looks like a lion.
He has lioness. Yeah. Yeah. He does have a lion to him. He does. He really does. So we're doing it in the backyard. Backyard wedding, thought would be cheaper. It's adding up.
A backyard weddings get out of fucking control because you got to get a tent. You got to get everything, chairs, tables. I mean, there's nothing there. You have to build from scratch.
I know.
On the swamp, apparently, you're getting married on.
In the swamp, yes. A manatee is actually going to be the priest. And then we're going to roll up on an airboat. And then
honestly, that would be such a vibe.
I'm not kidding. We're leaving the wedding. Surprise. On a houseboat. That's the idea. Yeah, my buddy Rusty, his younger brother Ryan, has a houseboat that he lives on in his parents' backyard for a while until he started. And there's a lot of
yikes. I'm starting to get nervous.
Yeah, you should be. You should be.
Andrew, wait.
No, this is great. It's like a $2 million property. It's going to be fantastic. We don't need a tent. We got the sky. Okay. The sky.
Sure,
you
don't want to get married to your brothers in the Hamptons?
No, well, he sold that house like a jerk, remember?
I forgot about
that. Yeah, he made all that money like an asshole, like a Daniel. He really didn't Danny there. But no, we were going to do it actually in his house in Connecticut, which is very nice. But we thought it would be more laid back in Florida. Plus, my mom isn't doing so well, so her traveling.
Right. It would be easier for her to get there, given that she's there.
Yeah, which made us think Connecticut might be the best choice. No. So anyhow, yeah. So we got the wedding planner. The wedding planner is so expensive. Hopefully she seems to help. She sent us a lot of homework to do. I didn't want to put it all on my girlfriend or my fiance or whatever.
But you're a person too, Andrew.
What am I supposed to do?
Help. It's like planning an event. Just because it's a wedding, what do you think? It's a girl thing?
First of all, I got your address, didn't I? Obviously, I'm helping. Obviously.
So are we fucking invited or what?
You're very on the fence. Because here's the thing, Taylor. We've hung out in real life less than 0 times.
That's actual. So work doesn't count. Work hangout doesn't hang out?
Work hangout does not count. Although.
I agree with that, actually. No. I actually concur.
And also, yeah. So that's number one.
I've also never in real life met Brenna.
Yes.
Listen, trust me, I am the queen of getting in so much trouble for not inviting people to things. So I'm going to shock you with this. But like, if you have to not invite anybody or somebody, I'm your gal, okay? I'm fucking cool when it comes to the no invite.
I see what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're reversing, and I don't like it.
You're
reverse psychologizing it. I know what you're doing.
I'm not. I swear, I'm genuine. Totally.
I'm feeling a reverse psychology where you actually really want to come, and you think.
How about you? Tell me what we are. It's okay. Are we like what? We're like B-list, C-list, D-list. It's okay. I might be group A when I fly, but I'm okay being group D when it comes to weddings.
If I send out this invite and you get it before everyone else, I can't imagine who you think you are after that. Look, I think you are currently, you're on the main send out.
I am?
But this just shows how little friends I have.
It really does.
If anything, this is... If anything, this shows how much of a loser
like,
I am.
I'm like, oh, Andrew has no friends.
No, I actually have too many.
Andrew, stop. Doth protest too much.
What's a big wedding? We have 100 people right now. But I think
that's
only...
That's actually a perfect size wedding.
Okay? I think 75 will come.
I think, well, okay. So I don't know. People love Florida these days, although I did hear that they are leaving in droves. There was a New York Post article that just came out today about it.
Oh, and you read the whole thing?
I read the headline because why would I waste my time reading anything other than that? You get it all in the headline, no?
True.
Let me get the headline for you. I want to read.
Jimmy
I
want
to
Florida.
Read the headline verbatim to you. Okay. Look. It's literally the number one story. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On the New York Post today. Complete fallacy. That's what it says. With a picture of suitcases and people in a Florida license plate that said, now leaving Florida, the Sunshine State. Thousands of Florida pandemic transplants are fleeing in droves over relentless heat and damaging hurricanes. And then it also said the dangerous wildlife. Forget that.
I mean, okay. But look. I don't even know where to start with it. That's the New York Post? I mean, who's coming at you? I mean, literally, I guess there's a big thing about like how many people are leaving like California, all the liberal cities, everyone's leaving, but no one's, and they're all going to Florida. But
I have a conspiracy theory about this. Okay. Because the New York Post is, I think, is historically kind of a conservative paper. Like they lean more Republican than they would like liberal. So I don't see why they'd be coming down on Florida because Florida is like the haven for all, you know, like, it's such a red state. You know what I mean?
Well,
you can't even say gay in Florida. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
not
I feel like,
that. Like,
yeah, you like, you're there for that portion, right? Me what? Too.
What's that? That you
don't
can't say gay?
Let's go. Let's go. I don't want my kid being able to talk about how gay I am and my gayness.
It is funny for a lesbian to move to Florida because she doesn't want to be called gay.
Yeah. I am straight after all. So let me go to the motherland.
So wait, what's your conspiracy?
My conspiracy theory is everybody's getting punched in New York.
Yeah.
And because I even found myself being like, fuck this city. Like I'm having some Jersey City pride. Like I'm like, ha ha, sucks to live in Manhattan. Cause Manhattan's so, you know, like turn their nose up. Like you live in Jersey City, you're bridging, can you? And I'm like, at least I'm not walking around getting groceries, getting whacked in the head. So, but I do have to go into New York like a lot for like doctor's appointments and my hair and work. So like I'm affected by it. I want to be clear. Okay. I'm definitely scared of getting punched. Andrew, they're targeting young hot girls. I'm dead meat.
I think you're all right. You go to fucking your dentist wearing headgear. It's like, lady, we're not after you. We would have punched you 20 years ago.
When you look like Natalie Portman.
First of all, I would love for you to get punched.
I know you
could use a few.
Where do you want him to get me?
Huh?
Eye, jaw, forehead, all back
over.
Of the head.
All of it.
All over?
All of the above. Oh, your tits, your knees, the back of your thighs, your shoulders, your armpits, your elbow.
Stop bringing up all my trigger spots. I got chubby armpits, massive knees, cellulite on my thighs.
No one feels bad for you anymore. You're on Ozempic, and you've never looked better.
I honestly don't even, I have to tell you, I don't,
you don't even know
how
who you are
it.
Anymore.
No, I don't, because like I live in the like land of self-deprecation. I thrive being a pick me girl. Like, wah, I'm a loser. Be nice to me. And now that like I'm wearing shorts and crop tops, like who is she? I don't even know how to talk to people anymore.
It's very hard to be funny
so
when
I
you're
just start
hot.
Yelling yeah. at them, you know?
Yeah. Now, instead of being self-deprecating to yourself, you could take it out on everyone else and point out their flaws and feel better. Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. I kind of feel that way, too. Anytime I start feeling healthier or better looking or whatever, I'm like, okay, it's time to fatten up. It's time to ruin my body.
Get my priorities straight, right?
Yeah. I think I am? And then, and somehow I'm like worse to myself, the better I feel, which is fucking wild.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. Listen, if there's one thing my friends and I love on the weekend and during the week, who am I kidding? It's an ice cold hard seltzer. But let's get real. The usual packs and flavors are more dull than this season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And that's why I'm so excited that Truly is shaking things up with their new party pack. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. And that's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry, and a new party pack. Truly Hard Seltzer's new party pack has a flavor for everyone, making it perfect for you and your friends. With 4 fan favorite flavors, including brand new raspberry, it's got a little something for everyone. Bring it to wine night, bring it to book club, bring it to the gym. Okay, fine, maybe not the gym. I mean, I would bring it to the gym, but like, you get the idea. With this new pack, there's nowhere you can't bring the party. Each flavor is super light, crazy refreshing, and made with real fruit juice. And with only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, Truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track with your New Year's resolution. Unless, of course, your resolution was to have less fun. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. And now, back to the podcast.
It's in Vero Beach, Florida, which is like, it's about an hour and 40 minutes from the airport. So I feel like some people are going to see that.
Where do I stay? With the Gators? No, real.
First of all, Vero Beach is like Palm Beach, but even snobby. I mean, it is waspy and snobby. Oh, yeah.
I'm there. I rescind what I just, I am in.
You could stay at a hotel that was owned or that is currently owned by Gloria Estefan.
Oh my God, really?
Costa de Este.
And the Miami Sound Machine?
She brought that to Vero Beach, which the locals were not happy about. I'll tell you
that. Pretty baby, let me do that mambo. Are we going to dance to that at your wedding? Is that going to be your song?
I was thinking Back That Ass Up by Juvenile.
Honestly, I think that we should do To the Windows, to the Walls with Sweat Drip Down My Balls. That's my number one favorite, most romantic song. Nobody gets more in the move. Skeet, 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 motherfuckers.
Dude, and you do it to like classical though, instrumental.
To the windows, to the walls. Could you hire like an orchestra, like just like, I don't know, like 3 quartet, what have you, and then like hire an opera singer and she can sing that song and kind of walks down the aisle.
For sure. Yeah. We
That's
definitely
the only way
that.
I'm coming.
I mean, I'll talk to the wedding planner. I'm sure that will be cheap. The wedding planner, there are some red flags. First of all, she has like a lot of like sass, which is cool, but it's also like...
We don't need people who are in charge of important things having personality, okay?
Yeah. Yeah,
you're
I
not
don't
funny.
Need that. I don't want that.
I don't want you to be funny.
I don't need that. I'll be funny. You
be funny.
You
yeah.
handle Microsoft Excel. You handle the invites and you be a robot. Because I'll go after AI. You want AI to do this? You don't think AI knows vendors?
I'm actually like really impressed that you guys have a wedding planner. Like we barely had a wedding planner.
You want to know why we have a wedding planner?
Why?
Because we did the backyard wedding. So then you have to organize a lot of things. And I thought Rusty the Third was going to handle that. But apparently that's not cool. To just a couple boys just be like, yeah, dude, we'll just get some natty lights and
literally
some hoagies. And, you know,
you gonna have Sun Sarah at this wedding.
What's that?
You gonna have Sun Sarah at this wedding.
What's that?
I don't think I can come to your wedding.
We're going to have Domino's flat friggin' thin crust.
And I'm back at the wedding. I'm back.
Dude. So
not
Brenna
me making
woke
your
me
wedding
up.
All about me. Okay, go.
She woke me up at like 3 a.m. And I could hear her, you know, when you want to wake your wife up or husband, I don't know, wait, Taylor, which yeah. one, which, but and you're just loud and you're moving a lot and you're huffing and puffing.
Yes.
But so you want the other person to wake up because you're having a bad time. But
oh, I literally, if I have a bad dream, I wake Tay up in the middle of the night and I'm like, I had a bad dream.
That's so, that is, that's the most caring thing you can do. I mean, there. If I snore, Brenna will punch me in the face and wake me up.
That's fair. That's deserved.
So she's like, like making all these noises. And then finally I would go, what? What is it? What? And she goes, so much to do about the wedding. There's too many things. This is too many things. I'm like, we can figure this out tomorrow. She's like, no, I have to get the tent and I have to get the catering and I have to get, I can't handle all of it. And you're not doing anything and you just want Rusty the Third to do it. And then the next day we had a wedding planner. Like, that's literally how it happened. Because I was
good.
Like, I'm not going to be woken up at 3 a.m.
Right.
Right. Until the wedding. I mean, this is 6 months. I mean, imagine 2 months before the wedding. It's going to be insane.
Wow, it's kind of like, now that I'm thinking about it, I mean, I guess there's, how much time? 6 months?
I mean, now we're in, what are we in? May 1st? No, what are we? April. We're
in April.
April, May, June, July, August, September, October. 7 months.
6 months?
6 months.
That is not a ton. Wait, who else is invited to this wedding?
People you know.
Heather,
Hannah.
Hannah! Okay.
Anyone that's paid me gets to go to the wedding.
Oh, this is going to be a fucking fun wedding.
Yeah. Oh, dude, wait till you meet my Florida friends. You think these, it's going to be absurd.
Does everybody have their teeth?
Total.
Not me and you. So we're already filling that quota.
Yeah. Everyone's got their teeth. Everyone is, it's going to be a nice hodgepodge. It's going to be good. I think it will be a really fun wedding. I think it's going to be. Oh, by the wedding planner, I asked her, I want Florida cuisine. You know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe
stone
some
crab?
Stone crab, which gets pricey. So maybe instead of stone crab, we have just my buddy Dave who has crabs, you know? So
I'll eat Dave's crabs. Never met a crab I don't love.
Look, if it's close to Sunday, your cheat day. The Ozempic wearing off, you're eating Dave's crabs for sure. Jimmy's gonna be there for sure. No, Jimmy's dead probably. I don't know where Jimmy is. Jimmy don't eat Chinese food. His dad don't eat Chinese food. So wait, what were you? I don't even know. So then the wedding planner. Oh, the wedding planner. Yeah. I go, we want Florida cuisine. Yes, no crab. Any crab. Lobster, you know, fish sandwiches, maybe some kind of whatever. She goes, I love this. Sandwich. I love this. We made stir fry bowls for this last wedding. And I go, stir fry? I said,
you
Florida.
You have to fire her. You can't trust her. She's a problem.
But no one wants to. That's my thing. I said, this is a red flag. No one listens to me because, and I felt like I wasn't heard with the stir fry because that's not Florida at all. And it just made me, and she's like, everyone made their own bowls. And I'm like,
that's not fun or cool.
Yeah.
You have to get rid of her. She doesn't understand what's going on. She's not listening to you either.
It's not.
I would love to fire her. Can I do it?
Can you fire someone like that? But then you owe them money regardless, right?
Just so you know, like, not to scare you, but like the majority of my friends that work with wedding planners literally fucking hate their guts when they're done planning the wedding. And like 50% of them have fired them.
And what do they do? You get your money back or no?
Not really. And then also what happens is sometimes the wedding planner will fire you because they don't like your attitude.
That's strong. They'll give up the money?
No, no, no. They always keep the money. That's my most favorite thing about a wedding planner.
She does seem like she's like, we'll talk once a month. And I'm like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like she should be on call for how much we pay her.
Do you think she's listening right now to this podcast?
I would hope so. Get your shit together. Stir fry is not snow crab.
Yeah, girl. Stir fry, you're way off the mark. Like, throw in, like, a pig in a blanket would be more appropriate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mini lobster roll. Like, honestly, let's do pass around hors d'oeuvres all night long.
I would do pizza bagels.
Fuck yeah. I'm there with you.
You know, I don't know. I'm a big appetizer guy. I want a lot of little things.
I think you should.
That's where it adds up. The food adds up. Food adds up. We're not doing
it. Booze adds up. You gonna do an open bar?
Open-ish, I think.
Okay. What does that mean? Grabbing my credit card?
No, you won't pay. You're good. You take care of me, I take care of you.
I'll stick a bottle of Sincere in my purse. We'll be good to go. Okay? I don't even care.
Here you go, bringing up the Sincere again. What? Sincerely, what are you talking about?
It's my favorite wine on the face of the planet. Oh. I literally can't drink any other white wine. Agave will do, but like she doesn't love it. You know what I mean?
Who makes Sincere? Like, is it Chardonnay? Or is it its own thing?
Ew.
Okay.
Don't ever say Chardonnay in front of me ever again.
I didn't realize you were Paul Giamatti.
This is the last time you'll ever see my face.
Yeah.
Sincere is a crisp, minerally white wine from the Loire Valley in France. And they're having a hard year. So the bottles are expensive and they're hard to come by. But Sincere is hand down my favorites. A Muscadet is like a distant cousin. It's giving Jimmy, but it's better than anything else in the family. You know what I mean?
Whoa. You're like a wine person.
I'm a sommelier. You did not know?
Are you really?
No, I'm not.
You have a very Boone's Farm feel to you.
High sense of self.
I drank too much Boone's in college. I pissed my pants one time. So much
that
pee.
Tracks.
So much pee, I go, who peed in my pants? I thought five other guys pissed my pants. I had like three Boone's. I woke up. I was like, someone else had to piss my pants.
Okay. So I know that we also have some updates with your neighbor. Is that where we're going?
Well, real quick, with the wedding, mm-hmm. When you had your wedding, you had people do speeches?
We had 25 people at this wedding.
Oh.
It was like the smallest wedding ever. Listen, I want to just say something for real about the invites, okay? Because Olivia Culpo, who you're just like.
I know
her. You know, she's with that McCaffrey guy,
she
right?
actually looks a lot like Brenna, my girl.
Yeah, she does, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. She just came out saying the hardest part of a wedding planning, hands down, guest list, okay? And I was thinking about it, and she's not wrong. But the thing is that the guest list is the hardest thing because people are such fucking assholes, okay? You know what I mean? Like, you know that this guest list, right? If you can't invite everybody, and you can't, because the more you have people you have, the more expensive it gets.
Yes.
So at some point, you've got to cut it off. Also, like, at some point, you can't fit X amount of people. It's just, the numbers are real. So no matter how many people get to invite, though, there's always going to be somebody who feels like butthurt they weren't invited, right?
Yes.
And this is the thing is, it stresses people out, but let me be the first person to tell you, don't let it stress you out. Because the real ones get it, Andrew. Like, I'm legit. I swear to God, if you were like, and we actually can't invite you, I'd be like, it's all good. It's all good. Like, I might be a little sad, but I would never let you know. I would never, ever make anybody feel bad for not inviting me to their wedding. When I get invited to weddings, I'm like, I can't believe it. I'm like, oh, that's so great. I feel so honored. But, like, I would never be mad at anybody if I didn't get invited to their wedding. Do you know what I'm saying?
The assholes will
weed themselves out of your life. That's my point. Let the assholes asshole. You know what I mean?
I fortunately grew up in Florida without any family other than my immediate family. But I do have a bunch of cousins in like Chicago and New York. But if you ain't a first, you're last. You ain't coming.
Exactly.
If you're a second cousin and you're not there. You're not it. I'm sorry. I'm going to let Doug with crabs come before fucking, you know.
Yeah. Family. It's okay. I mean, listen,
family's hard. Family's hard to not.
Is it?
Just because you can't get away. It's like they're there. It's like, ugh.
I know.
A friend also, family, that I know. Yeah.
When family comes, they act bad too. They act annoying. They're so entitled. Like, we're related through blood. Who needs it?
Also, my family is kind of weird. Like, the ones that aren't immediate, they're just...
Right.
They got a weird energy because they're like, they're not from where we're from. I don't know. It's not...
Bunch of Jimmies.
A lot of Jimmies. You know, it's just... They're good. I don't want to, like, completely shit on them, but they ain't coming.
But just in case you're listening, you're not invited. Okay? It is,
yeah. Yeah, and if you're like a kid, like a 18-year-old of a son of a family member, you're not invited.
No,
there's no kids. Legally. By the way, we did no kids.
That rule. Yeah. Deeply support it. Kids ruin everything.
And then we're not like, oh, you could keep the kid, you know, in the room. Whatever. No, there's no children at this
policy.
Point. None.
Loves it. This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Taylor Farms. Taylor Farms chopped salad kits deliver the freshest, best tasting salads to eat at home or on the go across North America. Now that's what I call a taste of Taylor. Taylor Farms chopped salad kits defy boring in every bag with over 30 flavors. And each base is a unique blend of greens and veggies created to perfectly complement the toppings and dressings to deliver the best tasting, flavor forward salad kits. I know when you hear salad kit, salad in a bag, it's like, yeah, usually they're sad and limp and depressing. But Taylor Farms takes salad kits to a whole new level. They are chopped, 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 chopped. Think like country club salad, if you know, you know. They're also so fresh, so crisp, so crunchy. When I tell you that my fridge is packed full of Taylor Farms chopped salad kits, I'm not kidding. We have like every single flavor at all times. It's basically the only thing we eat in this house anymore. No, like right now we have the Asiago Kale Chop Kit. We have the Buffalo Ranch Chop Kit. We also have the Wedge Salad Chop Kit. And my number one, the Asian Chop Salad Kit. It's so good. It's fresh savory cabbage, green cabbage, carrots, celery, green onions, crispy wontons, toasted almonds, and this, light sesame dressing. Honey, it delivers a delicious blend of like crunchy textures and a perfect balance of sweet, savory, and zesty. So I add like a piece of grilled chicken, or if I'm being like a little bit naughty, maybe like a breaded chicken cutlet, voila, dinner is served. And aside from being delicious, they really are where convenience meets freshness. The salads are pre-washed, pre-cut, and ready to enjoy. So whether you're a busy professional or a home chef, Taylor Farms salads make eating healthy a breeze. And I love this too. Taylor Farms is a family-owned company on a mission to create healthy lives through fresh, delicious food. And honey, they do it. Purchase Taylor Farms chopped salad kits where you like to shop. Available at all major grocery stores. And now back to the podcast.
So wedding speeches, I'm debating on doing it because I don't like, first of all, they're never that great.
Never.
It's always a guy in finance or a girl in PR who it's their big time to show how funny and charismatic they are. And the only reason why they're that great is because there's people that work under them that told them their speech was fantastic who want to raise. Yes. That's the only reason why they're good. They're never that good. A wedding speech is only good when it's horrible. It's like karaoke. The worse the wedding speech, the better. And I've seen some bad ones. I saw a maid of honor speech. Probably my most amazing speech I've ever. I've seen two that were fantastic. The maid of honor, she gets up there. She goes, Stephanie, no one, and I mean no one, ever thought this day would happen. Which
I love is, her.
And I looked at Stephanie. I was like, I see it. I can see it, you know? And she goes, this was the most insane thing I've ever heard. She goes, you kissed so many frogs.
AKA, you're such a slut.
You are such a whore. That's what she said.
She did not.
No. But everyone is thinking that. And she goes, until you met your prince. So she really is saying, you suck so many dicks. And then you finally settled on this Jimmy.
I was at a wedding where this couple was so intolerable. I literally can't stand them. And one of the friends got up to give a speech, and it was the best speech ever because I was sitting there like ready for everybody to suck their dicks. And I was like, oh, this is going to be the worst. And one of the bride's best friends got up and gave a speech about how controlling and bitchy the bride was. And then also about how her and her husband think that they're cooler than everybody and how nobody can ever be as cool as them. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not the only, everyone hates them. Even their friends. It was the most beautiful. She was like, never try to be cool as, you know, Jimmy and Jane. Yeah, they're the coolest. And everything that they do is so cool. Oh, you got a new, you got a vintage, you know, whatever camera to take pictures with. Oh, move out of the way. And yeah. Jimmy and Jane have a cooler one. I was like, you fucking hate them. It was delicious.
And it's delicious because they don't know how to make it, inject enough humor to make it palatable and not seem like it's coming from a real place of anger and hatred. I love that.
Did I tell you about the bride and the groom who I was at a wedding and the vows were so atrocious. I thought I was actually going to die. Like,
I'm so scared of the vows. You give me advice on the vows because if I try to write from the heart, it comes out literally like a shitty Hallmark movie. I don't know how to do it.
One of my best friends from college got married. I love this person so much. And at the rehearsal dinner, my other college friends were like, we should do like an impromptu speech for Nicole, right? And Matt. And we're like, yeah. So we get up there. Andrew, I called her a bitch and a fucking bitch like 25 times throughout the speech. I was like, when I first met this girl, she was such a fucking bitch.
Oh, you told this story. You told this story.
I did. I literally... I am the worst speech giver on the face of
But vows. What were your vows, though? What were your vows?
Well, speeches and vows are the same, bro.
But what were your vows at the wedding? What were the vows at the wedding? At your wedding?
We didn't do them. We chickened out. We let our officiant, my sister-in-law, do everything.
Brenna was not. She was not happy with the fact that I was like, "Look, I don't need to hear what I mean. I know what I mean to you, but it came out with like, it didn't come out right.
Maybe you should give these. You can borrow from the like most annoying couple ever at their wedding and give these vows, and then you can teach Brenna a lesson on her wedding day. And the lesson is." You fucking want a vows? I'll give you fucking vows.
Because then it can't come off like I could put in ChatGPT, you know, like have it write it.
This guy at his wedding, literally on his wedding day, literally the vows to his bride-to-be, his almost soon-to-be wife, was I can't wait to hook up with you for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And it wasn't LOL. Like, he's not funny. Like, you could actually say it and I think you could actually deliver it. It was not funny. It was like sincere. Like he thought it was sexy and romantic.
Yeah.
Like, and I thought I was going to die.
It's like, I can't wait to get a blowjob from you every 4 days and I will never go down on you again. Nothing. You guys are a bad crowd. Sorry. And her dad is just like, fucking this is.
I know.
Whatever. Anyways. Yeah. So. We'll see. I just don't like the pressure it puts on people for a speech. I don't want someone flying there being like, oh my God.
Nervous.
Yeah, I just hate it.
I will say though, like a speech would ruin my time because I would get so nervous. But I think that like you got some good candidates for speeches. I'm assuming we're gonna have Ashley and Raina. I'm assuming they're gonna
Ashley,
be there too.
Raina, Nikki.
Fuck, dude, fuck. You like have to.
A lot of it's women.
Like,
yeah,
but how amazing. Like women roasting you when you're wearing it. Like Heather's hilarious. Hannah's hilarious. Like, oh my God. I actually think you have to. Like you could sell tickets to your wedding and cover the cost of this ridiculous wedding planner.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll just do it at a theater. An arena, I could probably do an arena with these people. I think
you could do a stadium tour. We could, you know, fuck Florida. Let's go to SoFi Stadium. I think a lot of people would show up.
I'm sure Brenna would love that. Look, instead of a backyard wedding, I'm feeling like a arena show where I open for 5 minutes, no one knows who I am, and then everyone performs, and then at the very end, we get married. That'd be great.
Okay, please tell me about your neighbor.
So 3 weeks ago, my neighbor was outside with a bat in his hand. He had a metal bat. Like a baseball bat, and he was threatening a guy's life who was trying to get out of the garage. saying something about that it's his apartment. I don't know if it was some kind of lover quarrel.
Okay.
The next day, the guy threw every single article, everything he owns in his apartment was on the street. Almost in a perfect way where I'm like, they could probably rent this for like $2,500 a month outside. Like, it was unbelievable. Like, his whole apartment was set
up. Outdoor apartment.
Yeah, yeah. It was outdoor apartment. And then I think he took some trees and put it in his apartment. It was just unbelievable how set up it was. So, mind you, when he has to bat Brenna, my fiance, who's 5'2",
yes,
who shouldn't be doing this. She likes to, she's a ledge head, I call her, because every time we go hiking, she gets close to the ledge. She's a very, she's a ledge head. I don't like it. I'm probably projecting onto her that I think I'll fall, so then she'll fall. I just don't like it. There's no point of it.
Yeah.
She's sending me videos. She's hiding behind a tree. By the way, it's like 11:30 at night. She's hiding behind a tree videoing the guy with a bat and sending it to me like, ha ha, look at this guy. I'm like, this is how a horror movie starts. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, he's going to see you behind a tree and he's not going to hurt you.
He's going to flip out. Yeah,
or like a few months later, he's going to be like, I saw you behind a tree. It's crazy that she's filming this. So then it didn't help that I put it in my Instagram. And I was like, I hope he doesn't see this. So the cops come. I'm not there, by the way. I'm on the road, you know, doing a theater tour that I'm not open, that I'm opening for. That's not headlining. And so cops come. I don't know if he gets arrested, but then he throws out all his stuff the next day. And apparently the cops have come for this guy a lot. And 3 weeks later, this is the second day we've moved into this new apartment, brand new apartment. And we really like it. It's quiet and everything. But this neighbor, he lives in the building across the street.
Okay. He's not in your actual apartment.
He's not in the actual apartment building, but he has the balcony that literally faces the street. And it's like right by the front door for this apartment. So anyone that walks in has to go through this fucking... He's a maniac.
Oh my God.
And the other day, about like 3 days ago, we're getting out of the car. It's like 3 p.m. It's not even that. This is the weird part when it's in the afternoon and it's like getting punched in the face in New York during the day. It's just like, literally, you don't know what to do. You're not expecting it. So he goes, Brenna's telling me a story. And she's just like, you know, whatever, this girl at work, whatever. And we're getting out of the car and he's standing there and he goes,
no.
Hey.
No.
Hey, stop telling your story.
No.
No one wants to hear your story. I'm like, first of all, thank you. Thank you. I was like holding up cue cards for him. I was like, he's like, enough talking from you. I was like, thanks, bud. No, I was like, what? Like, you don't even know it's like happening. Like, I didn't even realize that he was coming at me because it's 3 p.m. It's like sunny out. You're like,
yeah, that's usually not when, like, I don't know, the gremlins and the vampires are about the town.
Yes.
Like creating mayhem. That's crazy.
So it gets worse. And then he's like, she's wearing her engagement ring and he's like, oh, nice engagement. And he's a gay guy, by the way. And he's like bipolar and
sassy gay.
Sassy gay man. Who goes,
danger.
And so then he goes, oh, nice engagement ring. He goes, bitch. He goes, I'll bury that ring in 20 minutes.
What?
And I was like, what?
Does he mean he'll bury the ring alone? Does he mean he's going to steal it? Or does he mean he's going to bury Brenna with the ring?
First of all, I thought if he could get the ring, we'll pawn it together. That's my first thought. No, but I was just like, I didn't know. I think he was burying everyone. And then he's like, bitch, I'll fucking bury you. I'll bury the ring. And then he looks at me, he goes, yeah, but daddy's looking real good.
Oh my God, that's so, were you like, thank you?
I was like, oh my God. I started blushing. I was just like,
oh my God.
I was going to kill you.
I thought you looked really good today too. So nice. She's
daddy didn't
bitch.
Know what to do.
Is this the man of your dreams?
I mean, he's checking off all the boxes.
You live across the street from Prince Charming. Oh my God, this is a modern day love story.
He's stopping Brenna from telling stories. He's stealing her ring to start a life with me. And then he's giving me compliments. So I don't know what to do because part of me goes, you know, as the man, women want to be protected. You want an alpha like guy, like you want to feel like, hey, this person's here for me. He's going to defend my honor.
But there's something wrong about it. I'm sorry to be like this. I'm sorry to be anti-straight, but there's something wrong about a straight man beating up a homosexual. It's not a good look, Andrew. Not in this economy.
No matter what he said, first of all, people are just going to be like, well, he complimented you. No matter what he said, it's going to come off like a gay bashing. And I don't.
Totally.
And no matter what, especially because I would win. Like he is crazy, but I can fight. Like I think I would fuck him up.
You can fight?
I can throw my hands. I know I come off like, you know, like.
You pathetic. Give me slapping vibes.
Yeah, I come off as like, you know, a lot of pushing. And then I get knocked out and he's like, why did he push me? That kind of guy. So I can really throw my hand. Like I can really fight.
I feel like you would like close your hand to punch, but then rather than punch straight forward, I feel like you would punch from the side.
I actually would go like this. I'd go like this, and then I would just gently touch his face. And go, thank you. Daddy says thank you. Like that. And then he'd be like, that is the gayest thing to ever happen to me. And then he wouldn't want to fight me. And then he'd fight me, and then he'd be arrested for gay bashing.
Yeah, exactly. For a hate crime.
For a hate crime. Gay bash does sound bad. I don't know if we should.
Only a homophobe says gay bash. You just gave yourself away.
No, I said I would be perceived as gay bashing. I would never gay bash. And just saying the word doesn't feel right. That's what I'm saying. So I'll stop saying gay bash. So
this guy's terrorizing you, and now you're the bad guy.
I'm the bad guy. I like this man. He's at my wedding. He's coming to the wedding.
I can't.
He's coming with Jimmy. I'm getting him and Jimmy to come to the wedding. They're going to invite you're out. You're out.
Honestly, bless and believe. Make it happen.
He ain't going to complain about what kind of white wine is there.
Oh, yes, he will.
Yeah, he will. He will. He will. But then don't compliment me and I'll be like, all right, it's cool. Daddy's all right. Daddy will get you some Syrah.
Wait, what did he say to you again? Tell me the compliment.
I forget something about, say he went off on her and then he's like, but daddy looks good. Something like that. Something similar to that. I don't know. Yeah. So
what'd you do? So what did you do? What are you going to do?
I bitched. Well, I guess I bitched out, but I guess I couldn't win in that scenario.
No.
So I walked away. I didn't say one word. I was kind of like shook. Not shook, like scared, like just shook, like.
You were scared.
I was so afraid. I was petrified. I didn't know how I'd live without him.
You pushed Brenna in front of you. I know you did.
I pushed Brenna towards him and I go, she was never a fan of George Michael. And I just pushed. She never liked George Michael. And then, even the earlier version. And then I pushed her.
Even when we thought he was straight.
Even when I thought she was straight, she said she knew something was up.
She knew.
And then I pushed her. And then So I didn't know what to do, dude. So I just went inside and it was awkward. I think she wanted me to defend her honor, but I was like,
did she get mad at you when you got home?
It wasn't
he
mad.
Complimented me. I can't believe this.
It was just quiet for a while. She's afraid. I think she was afraid of him because threaten me. I'm fine.
Right. He said he was going to bury her.
Strong.
Andrew, you really, to be fair, you could have been like, bro, whoa. Don't, you can't say that. Thank you for the compliment.
First of all, thank you.
I'm an ally.
The best part is I go back in with Brenna. I go, yeah, I took care of that. I'm happy. And then I go, I think I forgot something in the car. And then I go back out. I go, dude, I'm just fucking around, dude. You're fucking... Keep up the compliments. It's tough because now, you know, anytime
Damn,
I see him.
Do you feel like you have to like move now? Like, you know what I mean?
Because here, this is what this is what I learned is he treats everyone like this.
Right. So it would actually be insulting and unfair if he didn't harass Brenna.
And yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. We're going to hell. This is bad.
Oh, we've been going to hell.
Yeah.
We're just solidifying it on a regular basis together.
I wonder with your audience if they do. I think most of them like me, but
they love you, Andrew. They love you.
But we go
they
from zero. This. You go. I don't know if you talk about really normal things on your other episodes, no?
Nope.
Okay. All right, good.
Check out a solo one. Oh, check boy. Out one with my mom.
Are you still unhinged. Wearing her panties?
You know it.
It's the weirdest thing about you.
It's my favorite thing about you. Oh, man. Andrew, do you act like this with everybody or is it just me?
Everyone.
Anyway.
No. Honestly, no. I love our connection. I think it really is special.
It is special, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a silly... I think we have a very similar... we're both perversion. Very selfish people, but also very mm-hmm. giving at the same time.
Yes.
And I think we are at a point in our lives where we don't need as much attention as we used to, but uh-huh. we still need it just enough, the perfect amount, and we give it to each other and we listen to each other, which
you're
is
right.
important.
It is important.
But again, but the gay guy across the street is going to the wedding instead of you because you've never complimented me. And you've never stopped Brenna from talking.
Andrew, I love you. Thank you for joining me. I literally have to get a root canal, so we cannot do the back and forth that we usually do.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, thank you so much.
Thank you. You know, this has been a great experience. And I know you have to get a root canal and everything, but I think, like, sometimes you should think about, like, what's more important, your mouth or... ending the podcast awkwardly for 6 minutes. Think about that, you know?
Yeah.
Are you going to lose the tooth, you think?
Well, if we're being honest, I have to go into the city to get punched in the back of the head. So I really do have to go. And I know you
tell
support
them to
that.
Aim for your mouth and get the tooth out. Save yourself $2,000.
Literally. Okay. Bye, Andrew. Oh, yeah.
Go check out my podcast.
Yes, Andrew. Follow him at Andrew T. Collin on Instagram. Also check out Puddles. New episodes come out every single what?
Every week, and we're on Patreon now, so.
Nice.
I know.
Subscribe. Support the wedding fund. For real.
I need it. I mean, okay. Look.
So it's patreon.com/puddles.
Puddles.
Loves it.
And maybe with Andrew and Brenna. Look, we need snow crab, people.
No, yeah. Like, I need it, actually. So if for nothing else, just go, please support for me.
We need one order of snow crab at my wedding. Everyone else is getting pigs in a blanket. Support.
You know how I feel about pigs in a blanket.
No mustard, no ketchup, no Taylor. That's what I say.
You guys, that is it for us.
This has been like a really good experience for us. You know?
That's it.
What else been going on with you?
Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Do it for Puddles, too. It means the world to us podcasters.
It really
does. It's literally like a tip. It really is. So
it means
please
everything.
Rate, review, and subscribe. And yeah, that's it for us for this week. Until next
there
week.
There was something about this episode that was like, I thought really like good. Like I thought we got the things that we don't normally get to, which is pretty dope.
Bye, girl. Bye.
See y'all later, baby.
Bye.
Hi, baby. We're just kids.
Never say bye, baby, to me again. It's literally disgusting.
I was saying it to your fans. Bye, babies.
Bye.
So long.
Okay, we're done.
Kisses.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.